All right, this is your man, Sir Earl, coming at you. Today is Saturday, I believe the 23rd. January 23rd, okay? This podcast, episode 98. One thing I want to discuss. I get a lot of questions from people saying, well, what is a podcast? It's still a fairly new concept that... it's not much different than radio was to TV. A lot of y'all too young to remember that, me too. But a podcast is a program that you speak on that's carried on a platform that allows you to tune in to other platforms and listen to it whenever possible. They carry a lot of them cover specific topics. I try to cover what's ever going through my mind. So if you went to any of the other platforms, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any of that, and you typed in my podcast address, it's my world one, IT apostrophe S, world, WORLD. It's my world, the number one podcast. You could find it on just about any platform, Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, YouTube, and you can listen to the different episodes that I have put on. So, obviously, if I'm stating this is episode 98, there's 97 other episodes that's on there. Do the math. But today is, like I said, January 23rd. The month is flying past, beginning of the year is flying past. We had a lot of great things to happen in 2020. Moved to a new facility, GA turned pro. We made a lot of good moves in 2020 to set us up for 2021. And we're working on those right now. I definitely wanted to increase the visibility of my podcast, which at this time, I've had downloads in 38 countries and 35 states, which is far beyond anything I would have ever expected. So I continue to try to make it better. I want it to be a worldwide global podcast that is tuned into regularly by millions of people, which is what my goal is. But so far, so good. My podcast today, what I want to focus on is there's a huge debate, a huge difference between motivation and discipline, okay? So I want to talk about those two subjects and how they differ. A lot of people, they have motivation. You go to motivational, you listen to motivational speakers. The problem that I have, what's up, Eric? The problem, how's the Mustang going? The problem that I have, this motivation is a temporary emotion. And there's nothing that you do or nothing that you should do that is a decision is made out of emotion. So motivation is a temporary emotion. It's like motivation is today I feel like doing it. Maybe 2 days from now, you don't feel like doing it. So motivation leads to procrastination, which is all feelings. It's like, you know, the key word, if you say, I don't feel like it right there, that tells you right then and there, it's a feeling. Discipline, self-discipline, on the other hand, is the opposite of that. You do it whether you feel like it or not. You know what I mean? It's a person with self-discipline will be the person that's motivated every day of the week. Motivation is because, you know, you take one step forward, you don't feel like it, you take one step back. Discipline, self-discipline, you have an agenda, you have a goal, you have a purpose, and you get up every day and you constantly are taking steps forward. So even if it's the smallest step, it's still a step forward. Whereas a person that only operates off motivation, they may not feel like taking a step today. Well, there's a lot of things I don't feel like doing. You know, I post on my social media every day. I have 12 platforms that I post on. Normally, I do it about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Do I feel like it every day? I surely don't. But I do, because why? It's a discipline. It's a purpose. It's a part of the brand in which I'm trying to build, and that's why I see the growth within my social media and my podcast. It's because it's something that I do consistently all the time, whether I feel like it or not. So if I only did it when I was motivated, the consistency of what people have come to expect of me would not be there, and you would not reap the benefits of it. It's a lot of times I see people, that's why so many people are out of shape. They work out when they're motivated to work out, which is not a lot of the time. You know, you see them one year, they look in great shape. The next year, not so good. It's because they were motivated and now they're not. I've been training for over 30 years. I started training November 1st, 1990. And I can count on one hand how many workouts that I've missed, whether that be home or out of town or on the road or whatever it may be. I could count on one or two hands in 30 years how many workouts I've actually missed, whether I was sick, whether I was on the road, whether I was out of town, whether I didn't feel like it. And I run into guys that I started lifting with that say, man, you know, I used to be in shape. Yeah, you used to be. You're not anymore. And people don't understand, and it's a subject that there's so many other elements and factors to working out, good health, good clarity, energy, all those things. Those are the purposes of why I love to train. People consider it just vanity. And that's a part of it, but also there's a lot of great benefits that come along with it. I've been working as a trainer for over 30 years, and I see, if you're not disciplined for yourself, okay, if you don't have self-discipline to maintain some type of energy and some type of shape about yourself, you don't have self-discipline in a few other things, and I'd hate to find out what those other things are. Maybe they're in washing your ass. Maybe you don't wash your ass every day. I don't know, but I find that the more discipline I display in myself as a person, the more that discipline goes into other factors of my life, and it helps me to benefit myself. I found that in business, there were a lot of guys that wanted to be trainers, that wanted to open up studios, but they didn't have the discipline to stick through the tough times. But yet they see me, you know, 30 years later, and studio is getting bigger, doing great. I never had to go back and get a job, which is a great thing for me, because that was one of the goals. I never wanted to have to go back and get a job. And they go, wow, what's the secret? The secret is, man, there's days I don't feel like working. There's days, like we came in today, the day is Saturday. We came in for one person to do cardio. We have a 6,000 square foot location. And imagine firing up this whole place for one person. And then on the way here, that person canceled. But the discipline of always being there for your clients is what has led to me being in business for so long. You know, and it's like I'm on this quest now, before it's all said and done, to become the greatest that ever was involved in a fitness game. And to make a lot of money doing it. A lot of people go, oh, well, you know, money's not important to me. I'd rather spend time with family and friends, which is bullshit. That's the excuse that you use to not work hard. Why would you say you have to make a choice between being productive and making money and family? Why do you have to make a choice? Why you can't do both? Nothing interferes with my quest to achieve certain things while I'm on this earth, okay? Some people, I hear that a lot. You know, family is important. Yeah, it's very important. But also, so it's not being one check from the fucking poorhouse, not not being one bad week in your business from sleeping on Lord Wacker Drive. You know, I have an obligation to my clients. I have an obligation to my family. You know, there's an old saying that was in one of the Jay-Z songs that I like. It said, you know, you can't help the poor if you're one of them. So get rich, give back. That's the win-win. So, you know, when I am in need of help, I always get, and I'm quite sure you have heard it too, I'm going to pray for you. You know what I mean? I'm praying for my damn self. I don't need you to pray for me. I need you to go in your wallet and come out with something that can help me, and I'll pay you back. And it will both win-win. But a lot of people, when it comes to that, they don't have the faith in that, as opposed to the empty ass words that you spell out. And you know, I'm gonna pray for you and all that. Like, you don't think I pray for myself? So that's one of the biggest, lamest excuses I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not telling everybody to be an entrepreneur. I'm you know, somebody's got to work. If you love your job, if you have a job, love to learn your job. Learn to work hard, and learn to discipline yourself in such a way that you're not one check or one firing, which is what a lot of people have experienced, from the freaking poorhouse. You know what I mean? That's a very stressful way to live. Whereas, you know, if something goes wrong, you're losing everything. You're losing your car, you're losing your house, you're losing your family. That's a very, very stressful existence that doesn't have to be if people are honest with themselves and to build some type of worth of value within their existence, so you can avoid those times if they were to come about. You know, but people, you know, oh, well, you know, money ain't everything. No, it's not everything, but it pays bills. You know what I mean? And 98% of the people's problem has never been too much money. It's always been they don't have enough money. So put me in the 2%. They got other problems besides just not having money. I want to be in that group. So, you know, you know, we have to learn the difference between practicing motivation. I listen to motivational speakers every day because I'm at a level that the self-discipline has already been instilled in me. So the message that they're offering, it helps. But if you listen to a message and you're only inspired for, you know, the 5 minutes that you're listening, you know, you're motivated, you're ready to go, you're going to make your dreams come true, all those things, that's motivation. But self-discipline is 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, you're still striving for those goals. You're still striving to achieve something in life, whether it be physical, whether it be anything else. You know, you're striving to accomplish something. So, you know, utilize self-discipline. Therefore, you know, what I normally do is I have a journal. I have a big journal that I put goals in. I have a small journal that daily I have to accomplish these goals. These small goals lead to these big goals. But what I do is I hold myself accountable to me. You can't, no one else is going to hold you accountable. You can lie to people and tell them you did it or whatever. You know what I mean? Only you are going to hold, well, I'm only going to hold me accountable. And being self-disciplined and being true to myself, I know if I'm not doing something that I should do. You know, well, how do I know? I look at my journal. Did I eat all my meals? Did I do my workout? Did I do my prayer? Did I do my meditation? Did I, you know, read an hour for today? You know, your own words that you write truthfully can't lie to you. It can't lie. So I found the best person to be responsible for achieving my goals is me. It affects no one else but me. So I sit back and I watch people who say they work hard, which is they like a hamster on a wheel. You're working hard, but you're not getting anything accomplished. I wake up every day with a purpose to get things accomplished, even the smallest things, even if it's make a phone call, send an email, sit back during your meditation phrase, which I meditate three times a day, morning, noon, and night, and think. Everything starts with a thought. There's nothing that this location, this business that I enjoy and love so much started as a thought 30 years ago. And people are coming in and enjoying it today. When I started personal training, no one had heard of it. No one knew what to do with it. And people just thought it was never going to work. I felt it would. And I made that commitment and I made that promise. And 30 years later, I'm still here getting better. And I've seen a lot of people come and go. They figured it was, hey, if he's doing it, anybody can do it. Well, they don't know. You can't outwork me. It's not going to be possible. I have a 20, 30 year head start on a lot of people because I believed in this thing long before this thing became fashionable. Now, podcasts, motivational speakers, and all those things are becoming fashionable. But I'm 2-3 years into the game. By the time these people start doing these things, I'm already 10 years ahead. Just like in personal training, I'm 30 years ahead. They're not going to catch me. I get up every day and I work very, very, very hard. I don't use excuses. I get up, I do what I have to do because I have the self-discipline. So, you know, it's a trait that it makes a difference between the winners and the losers. And I'm going to always be on the winning side because I've had it for a very long time and I continue to have it. So until next week, this is your man talking about the difference between motivation and self-discipline. It's your man, Sir Earl. So until next week, I'm out of here. Peace.